Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 49, Risk Takers. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by Dr. Bill's A Little Less Ugly Home Tonic. Do you ever catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and think, maybe just a little bit less? Well, you're not alone. Dr. Bill has spent decades working in a very busy urban emergency room. So believe me, he knows ugly. He has also served as the doctor of record for clinics offering such things as Botox and other high-dollar anti-ugly pharmaceuticals, helping the ugly rich become just a little bit less ugly. But Dr. Bill is a man of the people, and he asked himself a simple question. Why should only the wealthy get to be a little less ugly? Enter Dr. Bill's A Little Less Ugly Home Tonic. This is a non-FDA approved formula featuring a proprietary blend of liquefied cheese balls and Miller High Life. That's right. The champagne of beers meets the snack aisle. Whether you're preparing for a big meeting, a first date, or just trying to soften the blow of your own reflection, Dr. Bill has you covered. Call Dr. Bill today. Tell him you want to be a little bit less ugly. All for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me anything for this. Although, if this works, we may all owe Bill great debt of gratitude. Earl opens this episode by returning to the mythical city of El Dorado, the legendary place where riches were said to be everywhere for the taking. His point is blunt and surprisingly optimistic. Every city in America is El Dorado. The opportunity is already here, but most people don't recognize it, and even fewer are willing to act on it. Earl argues that almost anyone can become wealthy if they follow a simple three-step framework to catch. The catch here is that very few people actually do. Here's Earl's three steps to wealth. Step one, you must accept at your core that there is no reason you should not be the one who succeeds. Earl reminds us that many people who built great wealth had fewer advantages, fewer resources, and fewer connections than most of us do today. Until you genuinely believe that success is possible for you, you'll unconsciously sabotage your own efforts. Step two, decide exactly how much money you want and by when. Wealth is relative. What feels like abundance to one person might feel like scarcity to another. Without a clear number and a time horizon, there's no way to measure progress. Vague goals produce vague results. Step three, find a real need and fill it. The best place to look, Earl says, is within your own skills and experience. Your familiarity with a field gives you insight into what problems actually matter and how they might be solved. Earl is careful to include a warning here, that risk without ethics leads to ruin. He tells a story of Ivar Kruger, whose massive Ponzi scheme in the match industry collapsed in the 1930s. By the time of his suicide, more than $500 million had been swindled from investors. Earl's message is clear. People who pursue wealth dishonestly often end up broke, imprisoned, or worse. Risk-taking only works when it's grounded in integrity. Despite that warning, Earl is unequivocal. The biggest rewards in life go to risk-takers, but not always in the ways we expect. Risk-takers sacrifice free time to improve themselves. They read more, learn more, and practice more. They risk comfort and familiarity in pursuit of mastery. Some risk their savings, some risk their reputation, some risk years of effort on a single breakthrough. And there's the paradox Earl highlights. Because so few people are willing to try, the competition is often far smaller than it looks. Ironically, it's often the safe players who panic and quit when the real adversity arrives. Earl reinforces this idea with a line attributed to Samuel Johnson. Quote, "Nothing will ever be attempted if all possible objections must first be overcome," end quote. He compares this hesitation to a train engineer who refuses to leave the station until every signal on the route is green. Life doesn't work that way. You move ahead one signal at a time. Problems shrink as you approach them. Clarity comes after action, not before. Earl closes the episode by reminding us that many of the greatest fortunes in history were built during economic downturns. While a crowd panics, knowledgeable and disciplined people quietly act. His advice isn't to follow the crowd, but to study those who consistently succeed. They're often doing the opposite of what everyone else is doing. So episode 49 leaves me with this tension. Risk is unavoidable, but regret is optional. Ethical courage creates opportunity, and playing it safe often carries its own hidden dangers. El Dorado isn't somewhere else. It's right where you are, waiting for someone willing to take the first step. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.